Julia got to her feet and went over to the casement, ignoring the rain as she peered out. Behind the frontage of the mansion was a broad, flat roof covered in an array of identical statues laid out in 20 rows of 25 each. In the downpour, it was difficult to make out the form of the statues. They seemed to resemble some kind of bulky creature holding up a cluster of rods angled at the sky.
Quite a sight, eh? Nice symbology, I thought.
At the sound of that familiar, despised voice, Julia began to turn back into the room. But Talavera was already charging at her, hands outflung. The impact shoved her backwards off her feet and out of the window. Suddenly, she was back on the couch in the great hub, dumped out of the metacosm by her implant's hazard detection cutout. The VR visor still sat asquint on her face, and she whipped her head to the side a couple of times before it finally flew off.
"Okay, so now you've got a better view,"
came Talavera's voice from somewhere behind her.
"Good. There's something I want you to see."
The Churixa leader came and stood next to Julia's couch, looked down, and shook her head.
"Clever, Gambit," she said. "Those decoys had my boys running around and going crazy, trying to find non-existent construct combat droids. Meanwhile, one of these neat probes fed you in via some subsystem, and you crept back to your old carcass. Only now, you're a fractalized sentience occupying an implant in your own brain. Goodness, the irony is practically industrial strength. Especially now that I have isolated your implant from extraneous connections."
"Okay. We've established that you're screaming mad," Julia said in a hoarse whisper. "What new outburst of vileness are you going to show me?"
You have got feisty since we last met."
Talavera chuckled, but her eyes glittered.
"What you don't know is that all this constitutes an act of rational purpose. There is an ecology of greatness in the cosmos. Evolution has many directions, and only the greatest can defy the currents of dissolution. That's what this is about, and you are privileged to be a witness."
She broke off as a Henkaian carrying three weapons appeared at the end of the round passageway.
"We have him,"
it said gruffly.
"Bring him to me."
Talavera laughed as her minion left, a high, girlish sound that Julia recalled usually presaged a deed of outstanding cruelty.
"It's a shame you didn't let me know you were coming," Talavera said. "I'd have had drinks and snacks arranged, sweet lights and sweet music."
She raised her hands dramatically.
"But at least my cherished traveling companions are here with me to celebrate this historical event. Dearest Cauchy, do join us."
The barrel-chested, four-armed Henkaian had returned with a human, a black-haired, youthful male in a dull orange two-piece. The man's hands were bound behind his back. His features were Asiatic, and he had a bruised jaw and a split lip. As the Henkaian steered him along the passage, Talavera brought out a chair and pointed at it. The man was prodded towards it and shoved down into a seated position.